Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Mayor David Briley has launched a new $750 million affordable housing initiative for Nashville with great fanfare, but some city council members are expressing reservations about the plan. Briley is calling his proposal Under One Roof 2029, a decade-long effort to increase housing for low-income residents. The mayor began his remarks last week by acknowledging that many Nashvillians can no longer afford to live in the city where they work. Briley's executive order would dedicate $350 million taxpayer dollars to Metropolitan Development and Housing Authority. It would see the city dedicate another $150 million to the Barnes Fund, a grant-making trust created in 2013 to build affordable housing in Metro. Third and finally, Briley is asking Nashville's private sector to pony up an additional $250 million over the next 10 years to support affordable housing efforts.
That community is ready, willing, and able to make those kind of investments. They've just needed the right kind of vehicle and the right way to engage.
Metro Councilman-at-Large John Cooper is skeptical, calling Briley's initiative a feel-good effort with few specific details. Cooper has especially strong reservations about private sector buy-in.
There's just no offer, no letter, no anything. I mean, actually, officials in the government laugh when you ask what is behind the numbers.
Councilman Bob Mendez also expressing reservations about Under One Roof 2029, telling WMOT it's important the city secure revenue before deciding how to spend it. Mike Osborne for WMOT News.